Used to be if a movie went straight to video, that was not a good sign. Things are changing, though. Movie studios are increasingly experimenting with releasing their films on iTunes, Amazon.com, cable and satellite TV the same day or even before they're shown on the big screen, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
If you want to see the new holiday movie, The Fitzgerald Family Christmas, you could go to the theater on December 7th, or 2 weeks earlier, you could watch it at home through video on demand.
It's Christmas Eve, and we've got this thing going on with my father and my whole family that is going to need to be addressed tonight.
Yeah, so you're going to need a drink.
Independent filmmaker and actor Ed Byrne says he's not bothered that audiences will first get to see his movie on the small screen.
You know, I think you have to be a realist in the way that, you know, no musician wants anyone to listen to their music on an MP3 file going through a small set of tinny headphones. They'd much prefer that we all listen to it on a big sound system on an LP. But, you know, that's over. And I think a similar thing has happened with the movie business.
Byrne says digital platforms have created new audiences and new revenue streams for movies.
My lawyer gave me a great argument because I was even resistant to it. He goes, if we go theatrical on this film, you can open up in New York and L.A. Think about what happens if you go out on VOD and iTunes. You're going to be in over 50 million living rooms. And the minute I heard that, I knew, okay, this needs to be embraced.
The beauty is that on the on-demand platform, films can live for a very long time. They're not in a theater, you know, for 1 week and then gone. They're available for 3 months.
Ariana Bacco is Senior Vice President of Acquisitions for IFC Films and Sundance Select. She says independents are especially gung-ho about the strategy of releasing films simultaneously in theaters and on VOD. And she says they're making nice profits. She cites the British comedy In the Loop, which was nominated for a Best Screenplay Oscar. Bacco says she expects the same financial success with Sleepwalk With Me. The strategy has also proven successful for bigger movie studios.
World events all revolve around five things. M-O-N-E-Y.
Why sell our company? We make a great return.
How much money do we need? Do you want to be the richest guy in the cemetery?
The Richard Gere film, Arbitrage, reportedly set a new record for combined sales in theaters and VOD in September. Lionsgate reports the movie made $11 million in profits through the internet, cable, and satellite TV, in addition to $7 million in theaters.
It runs the risk of cannibalizing the theatrical audience and moving them into the less valuable home market.
Patrick Corcoran heads the National Association of Theater Owners. He says they protested and threatened to pull films from their screens last year when some major studios began to release their films to homes early with premium VOD.
In the home market, not every individual is paying. You're paying for the household. You can have as many people there as you want. I mean, we think that it gives away a lot of money that otherwise could be going to the distributors and theater owners.
Audiences may still love going to the movies, but expect to see more films available at the same time or first on the smaller screens. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.